Imposter syndrome, the feeling that you are not as competent as your peers or that you've somehow fooled others into believing you are capable, is a common experience among individuals in leadership positions. This debilitating phenomenon can hinder one's ability to lead effectively, make decisions confidently, and nurture their own personal and professional growth. The prevalence of imposter syndrome in leadership. Despite their accomplishments and achievements, many leaders grapple with imposter syndrome. Studies have shown that up to 70% of successful professionals experience this phenomenon at some point in their careers. This suggests that imposter syndrome is not a sign of weakness or inadequacy, rather, it's a common human experience that can affect anyone. The impact of imposter syndrome on leadership. Imposter syndrome can have a significant impact on leadership effectiveness. Leaders who struggle with this issue may dread challenges and avoid difficult decisions. Remain overly cautious and hesitant to take risks. Delegate tasks excessively, undermining their team's growth. Experience burnout due to the constant pressure to prove their worth. Overcoming imposter syndrome, strategies for empowered leadership. The good news is that imposter syndrome can be managed and overcome. Here are some effective strategies for leaders to break free from the shackles of self-doubt and embrace their leadership potential. Recognize the signs of imposter syndrome. The first step towards overcoming imposter syndrome is to identify its signs. Common symptoms include constant self-doubt and questioning your abilities. Attributing your successes to luck or external factors. Feeling like you don't belong in your leadership role. Fearing exposure as a fraud. Acknowledge your accomplishments, make a conscious effort to reflect on your achievements and contributions. Keep a journal or list of your accomplishments to serve as a reminder of your capabilities. Embrace continuous learning, approach your role with a growth mindset, recognizing that learning and development are ongoing processes. Seek opportunities to expand your knowledge and skills, and don't hesitate to ask for help when needed. Seek support from mentors and colleagues, surround yourself with supportive mentors and colleagues who can provide encouragement and feedback. Share your concerns with trusted individuals who can offer constructive insights and help you navigate challenges. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself and acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes. Forgive yourself for your shortcomings and focus on learning from them. Celebrate small victories, recognize and celebrate your small wins, no matter how insignificant they may seem. These victories will build confidence and momentum over time. Focus on your impact, shift your focus from comparing yourself to others to the positive impact you're making on your team, organization, and community. Remind yourself of the meaningful contributions you're making. Embrace vulnerability, don't be afraid to admit your weaknesses and ask for help when needed. Authenticity and vulnerability can foster stronger relationships and build trust with your team. Seek professional help when needed. If imposter syndrome is significantly impacting your leadership performance and personal well-being, consider seeking professional guidance from a therapist or counselor. Conclusion. Overcoming imposter syndrome is a journey, not a destination. It requires consistent self-awareness, self-compassion, and a willingness to challenge negative self-talk. By implementing these strategies, leaders can break free from the shackles of self-doubt and embrace their inner confidence to lead effectively and inspire their teams to achieve great things. Imposter syndrome is not a sign of weakness, it's a reminder that we are constantly learning and growing. Embrace the journey of self-discovery, acknowledge your strengths, and celebrate your accomplishments. As you become more confident in your abilities, you'll discover the true power of your leadership.